I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Friday afternoon, we visit with KSDK sports director, the legendary Frank Cusimano. How are you this afternoon, Frank?
Thank you.
I think he's wrapping things up on his end. Testing. Are you there? Are you there, Frank?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? You must be on a golf course or something like that right now.
We are.
Yeah.
It's a great match going on. I'm with your good friend, Jeff Drew. He's putting up a storm. It's a good day.
Are you at Belle Reve right now?
No, we're at Dalhousie in Cape Girardeau.
Oh, look at that. I've never played that course. Make sure you're talking loudly during Jeff's backswing or something like that, if you wouldn't mind. Right?
I feel like
I'm at this period now, as big as a baseball fan as I am, just looking at the standings, knowing that the Cardinals are likely not going to be in the postseason, I'm pretty prepared to segue into football. And lo and behold, we have real college football games on tap this weekend, don't we, Frank? Now, Mizzou doesn't start until Thursday, but there's a few games that will count.
They will. Both Kansas State and Kansas in action, not playing each other, but then that Kansas team will come in a couple of weeks to play the Tigers. So, yeah, it's bottom line is, Mark, we are going to have football from now until like the end of January, which is great, college football.
And I guess, I don't know if you're hearing anything else. Let's kind of talk about the quarterback competition. It looks like Coach Drink said that this is going to continue even into the Central Arkansas game on Thursday night. You have the transfer from Penn State competing against Sam Horn, who's also been signed to a contract with the Dodgers and was out for a little while because I think he had Tommy John surgery. My folks in Columbia say this thing is still razor sharp. It's just confusing to me that Perbula, the kid from Penn State, would want to leave there and become the backup. He was already the backup at Penn State and become the backup at Mizzou. So my gut would tell me that maybe he gets the gig, but not if Sam Horn is performing better on the field. What are your thoughts going into this next week and the game on Thursday?
Well, it's fascinating because you're right about Bo Perbula. I mean, you leave your four-star high school player, you get pretty good playing time at Penn State, and then Mizzou gives you allegedly $1 million. And they just lost Brady Cook, and the guy you got to beat out, Sam Horn, hasn't played any football, has had Tommy John surgery, and is signing a contract with the Dodgers. That seems like a pretty done deal. But a funny thing happened to Sam Horn on his way to losing this job. It didn't happen, at least not yet. And, my spies tell me, and I was with Coach Drink last Saturday at Lindenwood, Sam Horn throws an unbelievable ball, not shockingly. I mean, if you can throw a baseball 97, you can throw a football pretty well. So it's so close, and Coach Drink said it's the toughest thing he's going to have to do when he's going to have to tell one of these guys, maybe next Monday or next Tuesday, you are not going to be a starter. So it's a lot of suspense and drama in Columbia.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how it shakes out. I'm very much looking forward to the game. However, Sue, I thought about this conflict last night. The Diana Ross show is on the same night as the Mizzou game. But I'm going to sacrifice the Mizzou game because I want to see Diana
She's
Ross.
She's a legend.
Yeah, I've made my decision on that. Well, the Cardinals started a series last night with the Rays, didn't they? They've been down in Florida this week. They won in the opener yesterday, but again, I looked at the standings. We're like 17 or 16 games out of first place. The Brewers seem to be running away with it. Still the best record in all of Major League Baseball. We're here to the end of August, and I guess the home stretch is coming pretty quickly, but not with a lot of success for the Cardinals, potentially being in the postseason.
Mark, what's really crazy, and I don't think anybody in St. Louis knows this right now, or not many except the Cardinals, is that as we speak, they're four games out of the final wild card playoff spot. And they have to leapfrog the Reds, and they have to pass the Mets, and it's still a long shot, but it's still kind of crazy that as apathetic as St. Louis is and as disappointed as we all have been, that here we are, four games out of the final wild card playoff spot. The winner in all this is Major League Baseball, because they've created this interest for teams that have had mediocre seasons like the Cardinals that, hey, we can still talk about baseball in late August and early September. But with all that said, I mean, I don't know if they have enough pitching to give them a great stretch drive. We'll see what happens.
Frank, we know all year long that it's been all about opportunity for these young guys, and it feels like, to a certain extent, maybe the narrative is starting to flip with some of the young guys that fans were bought in on at the beginning of the year compared to now. Nolan Gorman has looked much better here over the last couple of months, and over the past several weeks since returning from the injured list, Lars Nootbaar continues to take good directions and has looked much better, more like, you know, normal Nootbaar. I'm curious, in your eyes, as you kind of look at what this offseason is going to be, you know, you're going to be trading away some pieces. Has your mindset shift necessarily on some of the guys that you would prefer to see stay here compared to go?
Well, it's interesting. It's like the line from, you know, Al Pacino in Godfather 3, just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in. I'm talking about with individual players, maybe not with the team itself, but like just when I thought I was out with Lars Nootbaar, all of a sudden, boy, the guy hits with some pop and he draws walks. Nolan Gorman, an 800-plus OPS in two of the last 3 months. You know, we wanted something definitive to happen with all these players. We wanted to say, at the end of the 2025 season, we know that Jordan Walker is going to be a player. We don't. We are for sure that Nolan Gorman can be a third baseman. We really don't know that yet. And Lars Nootbaar could be a really productive left fielder. Well, there's stretches. So in the season, which began with uncertainty, has continued with uncertainty, and all I know is that Chaim Bloom has got an ambitious offseason.
What's coming up on your show on Sunday night?
Well, your good friend, Kenny Wallace, is going to be with us.
Yay.
And his whole story is just so fascinating, so much fun. We were down there partly for the garage sale. But to find out why a 62-year-old man would still want to be dirt track racing with all the money he's making, it's a lot of fun. And we're also going to chat with Mike Claiborne and an inside look at Mizzou football 2025.
Kenny is the best. I love him so much. He is awesome. He's such a positive influence, and I have, you know, negative energy that emits from me on a regular basis, but he's just one of my favorite people on the planet.
Yes.
He really, really is. And Klabe's a good dude, too, so hopefully you'll have fun with him. Frank, have a great weekend. We will talk on Monday afternoon.
Okay, guys. Thank you
so
much.
Take care. Jane, you got big weekend plans?
No, I hope not. I want good weather, and I just want to, like, I sit on the deck and just chill out. I hiked and horseback rode and rode buses and was in the mountains.
That was
and
a
water.
Terrible. Too. You were there. It was only like a 3 or 4 day trip, right?
So we jammed everything in.
Wow.
So, yeah, there are muscles dangling here that it's going to be a long time before they're going to be healed.
Well, I have a friend in town from Columbia who is like a pickleball guru.
Ooh.
And he's in town to not only referee at the Missouri Pickleball Club, which is in Fenton, and he rents out the Reardon suite on a Friday and Saturday night while he coaches and he plays pickleball. So he might be on his own because no one's going to be home when he gets there. He's just going to have to take care of my cats and dogs for a little while as well.
But I do have relatives playing in the pickleball thing.
Oh, that's exciting.
I have relatives who are obsessed.
The aforementioned Jeff Drew, who Frank mentioned, I was playing pickleball with him quite a bit in the spring, and then all of a sudden my invitations dried up. I'm not sure what happened there. Maybe it was my caliber of play.
I don't know.
I have no idea. Jane, we will see you next Friday.
Yes.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.